Mother truckers, welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California. How many times can I say Hollywood in this one little bit? A lot, apparently. Talking at y'all though from the Florida room here in Hollywood, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from Hollywood and Vine, the most famous intersection in the world, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live to hear the Hollywood Hick every Tuesday and Friday. The new episodes come out at 7, except for last Friday. I apologize, y'all, but Thanksgiving and things got in the way, and I wasn't able to get a show done. So I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I did. I ate way too much. I just ate way too much. Ate myself into a coma, cooked, had a whole bunch of people over, I was drunk by the time they got here because I was cooking and drinking all day. That's how it goes. But it was delicious. Everybody brought a bunch of food. I made a whole shit ton of food, a turkey and a ham. I got a refrigerator full of shit still. I'm sick of eating Thanksgiving. That's the thing. It's good for a couple of days, and then you're like, oh my God, I can't eat any more Thanksgiving, except for the gravy. I will put gravy on anything, and I make a fucking kick-ass bomb gravy. Everybody was raving about my gravy, because you got to do it slow and let it take its time. Don't be trying to rush your gravy. I'm telling you, people, when it comes Christmas and you want to impress your guests, take your time on the mother trucking gravy, because that's where everybody's going to be impressed. Because gravy, a lot of people can't make gravy, and they make shitty gravy, and there's nothing worse than shitty mother trucking gravy. That's what I'm saying. It's just gross. Nobody fucking wants that shit. So here in Hollywood, During Thanksgiving here in Hollywood, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, after everybody has ate too much, I swear to God, I have been so full. I digress back to eating too much again. I tried to talk about what was happening down the street. But I tell you, I ate regular Thanksgiving, and then I went to this place. There's this restaurant over here called the Tam O'Shanter. It's some like Irish or something pub kind of thing. They got delicious, like giant steak food. I ate the biggest, giantest piece of prime rib, and I have not really wanted to eat since, and that was Saturday, between Thanksgiving and then a giant hunk of red meat. I have been full. I don't feel like eating nothing, which is probably a good thing, because I was getting kind of fat, because I was eating a lot of stuff, and that's what happens when you eat a whole lot of stupid shit. But what I was going to tell y'all, after I digressed into eating too much again, so here in Hollywood, I don't know if y'all know, but y'all should look this up. But it comes on later in the year. They'll put it on TV. But they have the Hollywood Christmas Parade here in Hollywood that goes down Hollywood Boulevard, starts down at like where the Chinese Theater is down there, Hollywood and Highland area. Goes down Hollywood Boulevard to Vine, hangs right on Vine, and then I don't know where it goes because I don't walk down that far to go see what's going on. But can I just tell you people, and I go down there all the time because I have lived here for several years in Hollywood itself, but I've lived in L.A. for like 20-something years, so I've been bunches of times. And but I've been going regular the last several years, and they've been trying to act like it's getting fancier, but it's not, because they like usually it's low rent people going down the street in it. And the whole thing is so low rent. It's like Hollywood cannot get their act together for this parade. They cannot get their act together for this parade. It's the worst parade. There is not one float in this parade. And granted, this year it did rain. It never fucking rains in Hollywood. But this year it decided to rain on this Hollywood parade, the Hollywood Christmas parade. And hosted by Eric Estrada and some blonde woman who I've never seen do anything else ever anywhere. I don't even know who she is. I forget her name, but I remember Eric Estrada because he was on Chips and he was Ponch. But okay, this parade It'll come on the Hallmark Channel, I think I read on something. So if you want to look this up, whatever. Like Stevie Wonder was the Grand Marshal. Taylor Dane was in it. Heart was in it, apparently. I didn't see them because who knows? I mean, maybe they didn't want to get wet because it was raining a little bit. By the time the parade started, it wasn't really raining. It was just a little barely drizzle or just moistness in the air. I love saying moist because I have friends who hate that word. And so I love saying it just because it annoys the shit out of them. Moist. What's wrong with the word moist? It's kind of a fun word to say. It makes you sort of think of moistness. Whatever, that doesn't make any sense. But whatever. Okay, this parade down here, right, it's ridiculous. Because one, these people cannot get their act together. Like a band will walk by, like a high school marching band from like Georgia. There were a couple from Georgia. And it's like, I feel bad for these people who band, like fly their ass out here from the East Coast, from Georgia. There were some from in the Midwest. I forget them all, where they are all from. But it was not all California people, right? And so, okay, so these bands come out here. This is the most low-rent, stupid parade ever. Giant gaps in it. No floats. This one came by. It was supposed to be representing all of the sister cities to Hollywood around the world. Like Dubai, I think, was one of them. And like somewhere else. I can't remember all the names of them. Some of them were shit I ain't never heard of. And it was like not in English, some of it. So, of course, I don't know that. Listen to me talk. I do not read nor speak other languages very good. It's never been my thing. I'm really shitty at it. I can't hear it. Like, I can read it better than I can hear it. People talk to me in other languages, and I am just become a dumb mouth-breathing idiot. I honestly, and this is not a lie, and I'm embarrassed, but I'll just tell you anyway, I had to beg my professor in college to let me pass Spanish 101 because I was so horrible I could not pass Spanish 101, even with a tutor who told me I was hopeless. And only because he knew that I actually did try, the fucker passed me, thank God, because if I had been held back because of and had to go to a whole nother semester of college just for Spanish 101, I would have shot myself in the head because I was ready to go. I was getting in there and out of there in 4 years. That was my goal the whole time. So, whatever. Back to this stupid Hollywood Christmas parade, right? So this Hollywood Christmas parade has all these people, but it's nothing going on. Like this one with the sister cities, all the signs were hung up with duct tape. It was some straight up freaking white trash, low rent. That's all I can think every time I think about this parade is how low rent it is. Like even the celebrities are like super low rent. Like you've never heard of most of them, or they've like are so like dunzo. It's like you don't really care anymore. It's really, or it's the inconsequential people on the TV show that you could give two shits about. Like it'll be the kids from something, or like the next door neighbor person who's only on like an episode or two here and there. It's like ridiculous, stupid, stupid Hollywood Christmas parade. But I highly recommend watching it on TV because, well, whatever. They probably glam it up and edit it together and make it look halfway decent because the gaps. Can I just tell you the gaps? Like literally 15-minute gaps between things rolling down the street on this thing. And when it got towards the end of it this year, they were booking it down the street. They're like, get us the hell out of here. We have had it. You can stick a fork right in us. We are done. Dunzo. Done. No mas. Not going to happen anymore. So that's what was happening on Sunday down here. And the thing about it is, too, is now I get trapped by it. So I'm stuck here in Hollywood because I can't go nowhere. The traffic is horrendous because you can't go north and south on account of they got a parade going on down the street down there, right? And so I just end up staying put. I've gone up the hill, had some eggnog with my neighbor Bella and some other people and Styles and some other neighbors that I have. It was quite nice. Then we wandered down there. Thank God it quit raining because I was not about to go stand in the rain to watch this low rent parade. But it quit raining, so I walked down there. And then, that was that. So the Hollywood Christmas Parade. I highly recommend not attending because it's horrible. It is low rent and horrible. It is a far cry from a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade and certainly not a Rose Bowl parade. Although I have been to the Rose Bowl parade too. I usually watch that on TV. I recommend going once. But let me tell you what these people do at this damn Rose Bowl parade. You pay, excuse me, you pay too much money too much money to sit on a bleacher and watch these flower floats go down the road, right? But they will sandwich your ass into these daggum bleachers like sardines. Like, if you got to pee in the middle of that parade, you are SOL. Straight up shit out of luck if you got to pee and you're in one of them bleachers for the Rose Bowl parade. Because that is nuts. Like, I took my mama a few years ago and because she'd always wanted to go, so I took her for Christmas. I flew her out here and took her. I was a good present. I was a good son that year, right? And we went to the Rose Bowl parade, and her knees were bad, and so getting in and out of those bleachers was nuts. It's like once we were in, we were stuck. And the smartest thing we did was wait till everybody was gone before we left, because that was some straight up bullshit. Let me tell you, whatever. But Hollywood Christmas Parade. Wah, wah. Oh my God, is it horrible. So that's what's been going on here in Hollywood. I'm tooting up Hollywood. Not very good. But there's that. So what, you know what else is going on? Oh, you know, I got me a PlayStation 4 because, you know, I was on that game show called Hairjacked on the True TV. You might still be able to catch it, look it up or something. Apparently, I'm very funny on it. I've never really seen it all the way through on account of I don't have regular TV anymore because I got pissed off at DirecTV and I told them to cut it off. And so now I just stream things, and I can't stream that show. So I haven't been able to see it. I've only seen clips, but people have recorded it for me. I just haven't. Like, you would think I care more to go see myself on a game show, but I'm kind of embarrassed and don't want to see it. But apparently I'm told I'm very funny, so it'd be worth looking it up. And there's a testimonial on the True TV website too for Hairjacked if you want to see me looking up into looking up the whole time. Whoever recorded that stupid little testimonial, confessional bullshit, whatever you want to call it, why on God's green earth did you not tell me to look straight ahead? I'm talking to the person that's there, but it's not, it looks ridiculous on camera. That is how low rent that damn game show was. But I won. I still won 10,000 mother trucking dollars, mother truckers. Hell yeah. That's not bad for a day's work on a game show. Yep. That's what that is. So, whatever. So, because of that game show, I won $10,000, right? So, and I am going to pay some bills because that's what a responsible person does, because I don't want to be, like, hanging out, have all that hanging over my head. But at the same time, what I'm saying is I at least need a prize out of this, right? So, I braved Black Friday on Friday to go over before I had to go to work to go to the Best Buy store for Black Friday, right, and get me a PlayStation 4 and a couple of games because everything was on special, and that shit hardly ever goes on sale. So I swooped in and got it. So I woke up extra early, went over there, hung the fuck over, and go in there again. One thing about it, though, I will say, is you can definitely feel better about yourself in there because people ask some dumb questions. And people just walk around with dumb, lifeless expressions on their faces. Like, I don't get it. I don't know who all these people are and where the hell they come from and how they can have so little spatial awareness is beyond me. I can't wrap my brain around it. It's like I don't understand it. I can't figure, I don't know. People are nuts. But people, like, I could never work there. I would be fired and or kill myself or others before that day was over. I wouldn't be able to do it just for the stupid questions alone, because I can only take stupid questions for so long before I start to go nuts. Straight up cuckoo, mother trucking bananas. That's what the hell happens. So, whatever, I got this PlayStation 4, and it was probably a mistake, too, because I'm going to be addicted to it because it is very, very cool. I will say it is a very, 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 very cool machine, and I have an addictive personality when it comes to these here video games. Ever since I was a kid, I could play them forever. So I'm trying to be good and not, like, overdo it, but it is brand new, so I haven't been doing very good at that. So but I highly recommend the PlayStation 4, mother truckers. It is a nice piece of machinery. It's very, 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 very nice. Very nice. So that's enough about me and what's been going on here in Hollywood and my musings on a PlayStation 4 and why I felt I deserved it because I was on a game show and won some money before I started paying bills, which I still am 100% justified in doing. I don't give a shit what anybody would ever say. And according to some people, I probably should just spend it all on frivolous things, but I ain't going to be like that. I'm going to be a responsible, somewhat responsible adult for once in my life. I don't do it very often, but occasionally I'm able to pull it out. So, but speaking of, let's just get to the news. What's going on in the world? Well, tired of me, right? I'm tired of me. So, I figured I'd update everybody on, my favorite white trash people that I am now broke the fuck up with. Completely 100% broke the fuck up. Even Uncle Poodle now. Of course, I'm talking about Mama June, Honey Boo Boo, Sugar Bear, Chickadee, Pumpkin, Chubbs, whatever all their Uncle Poodle, all of them, because these people just continually take it to new levels of white trashdom that I did not even know existed, and I just can't believe. But I mean, like, the whole thing is, so apparently now Mama June and Sugar Bear are possibly gonna get back together. Well, of course Mama June is gonna get back together with Sugar Bear. Like, I feel bad for poor old Sugar Bear. I feel so bad for poor old Sugar Bear, because poor old Sugar Bear loves this big old ugly woman for some reason, and because because she is his baby's mama, I guess is what you would say, because they ain't really married. They only did, like, she wouldn't marry him on the TV show or anything, because she would only have, like, a commitment ceremony, because she fucking was waiting on a child molester to get out of prison, is what I'm thinking is why. That's why. But whatever. So Mama June and Sugar Bear are supposedly trying to work it out and get back together. However, it's going to take all that state up, but it's going to take a lot of work. You know what I smell right there? I smell a cover-up. Getting back together with Sugar Bear, trying to look like we're all happy and shit, to try to take the attention away from the fact that she is a very, very ugly, large child molester lover. And, yeah, I just can't get behind that. And then the other thing is, then Chickadee, who was another one I was championing here towards the end, because she was the one who was actually molested. But then after all this, now she went out and put out a GoFundMe account to try to, like, get some money, because she said she was short on cash, and people gave her some straight up shit, and she took that shit right down. So Chickadee got shut down on her GoFundMe. Poor thing got shut the fuck down. Like, you know how I am broke the fuck up with y'all? You got shut the fuck down. Just like that. That's what the hell went down. That's the thing. But, okay. This is the part of the saga that I am still just like, what? This is some straight up 100% bullshit. Because one, this one just likes being, and I, like, you know, I was, again, I was defending him. I can't believe I did defend him. It just pisses me off. It pisses me off that I was once on their side and now they're all nuts. Nutser than nuts, and just, like, the levels of white trash is beyond shit that I can even wrap my brain around. And I thought I could wrap my brain around a lot of white trashdom. But, okay, so the thing with Uncle Poodle now, because, you know, Uncle Poodle has a fiancée, Alan Stevenson. So Lee Uncle Poodle Thompson and Alan Stevenson are engaged to be married. They live there in Georgia somewhere outside of McIntyre, where the rest of them honey boo boo trashiness lives. And but apparently the people in that family are drawn to people who have, like, this kind of fucked up shit in their life, because Alan Stevenson, his dad is in prison for 30 plus years for murder. So Uncle Poodle is marrying a murderer's child. Mm-hmm. Yep. I said that correctly. And now, whatever, Alan says he hasn't really seen him ever, so I guess that's somewhat forgivable. And he doesn't like his dad and calls him a sicko, and he hopes he stays in prison forever. So I guess there's something to be said for that. But then, okay, and also this name kills me. But then the child molester apple don't fall from the child molester tree, because Alan Mr. Uncle Poodle's younger half brother. Now get this name. Get this fucking name. His name is Michael, spelled M-Y-K-L-E, Michael Eric A-R-I-Q Terry. T-E-R-R-Y. So our friend, Mr. Stevenson, Uncle Poodle's fiancé, has a younger half-brother whose name is Michael Eric Terry, who got convicted for molesting a female family member under the age of 14. So his younger brother in the pokey, just like his father. In the pokey. But honestly, with a name like Michael Eric Terry, spelled the way it is, M-Y-K-L-E-A-R-I-Q Terry, that in and of itself is reason to put you away as far as I'm concerned, because somebody that, and I believe that's made the fuck up. I don't know. You know, it's probably not. That's what's so fucked up about it. But yeah, so then they also, like, there's one more thing. Oh, yeah. And then, one of them died in a car accident. What's so fucking dysfunctional about that? That shit happens. That's sad. But yeah, but when you got a child molester younger brother named Michael Eric, spelled M-Y-K-L-E-A-R-I-Q, something's up. And your daddy's in prison. So that's the thing. It's like the freaking apples don't fall far from the tree around that part of them neck of the woods, is from what I can tell. But the other thing that's fucked up about that, too, though, is, you know, Uncle Poodle fucking leaked that story because he wanted to get back, because he is pissed. He is pissed the fuck off that he is not on TV anymore, because he went on Dr. Phil spouting his guts out, spilling the beans. And then now he's like leaking shit to the tabloids and stuff. Yep. Uncle Poodle, I have a feeling that you are just trying to extend your 15 minutes, but keep doing it, because you people are nuts. You make me feel so much better about myself, even though I'm broke the fuck up with every last one of them. Completely broke the fuck up. But at least I feel better about myself every time I have to talk about it, because I'm like, good Lord, I might have done a lot, but I ain't done that. Mm-hmm. Ain't got them kind of skeletons in my closet. At least the ones I can't remit. Okay. At least I ain't got skeletons like that in my closet. Or at least ones I can remember. Right? So, you know, so, okay. So, like, speaking of these Mama June, Honey Boo Boo people, whatever, they're on Dr. Phil. And I was talking about the other day, right? How, it pissed me off that Dr. Phil made me agree with him, because I can't stand him. He's kind of a blowhard and annoys the shit out of me most of the time, right? But I'll be goddamned if it ain't gone and happened again. I was watching something and I was like, oh my God, I usually can't stand this bitch, loudmouth lesbian. I just can't stand her. I usually want to drown her in a toilet. Her voice is like nails on a chalkboard. And even though she's sassy through this whole thing, it chaps my ass all kind of royal that I sort of am agreeing with Rosie O'Donnell's lipless lesbian ass on this whole Bill Cosby thing. They were like talking about it on The View, because I don't know if y'all been paying attention or know anything, but on The View, they brought the subject up several times, and it's almost like Whoopi Goldberg defends him, and they like nobody will like touch on it or say anything much except for Rosie O'Donnell. She sits there with her no lips, smacking on gum, just giving everybody the stink eye the whole time and being so argumentative. But she makes valid points. And, like, Whoopi Goldberg is pissed. Every time it comes up, Whoopi Goldberg just apparently is just not having it. She's like, oh, hell to the no. You can see it in her face. She's like, God damn it. That man is my friend, so I can't talk about him. It's like, that's the thing. It's everybody thinks he's their friend. Well, let me tell you. He who can't say nothing, like, he ain't saying shit. The reason he ain't saying shit is because he's guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Because if he says anything, then he's admitting any kind of modicum of guilt. And then there are certain places and states where there is no statute of limitations, and people could come around and flip side sue his ass. So that is why he ain't saying shit. So what everybody says, like, he ain't saying anything because he doesn't want to dignify it. Fuck you. You is not That is so not true. That is so not true. He ain't saying nothing because he is not wanting to incriminate himself further. He is pleading the fifth. He's like, I ain't saying shit because I don't want to incriminate myself because there's a lot of ladies out there who have no reason other than just to tell the truth out there telling stories that all seem to jive. And it's been going on for a long time. But, okay, so whatever. Every time it comes up on The View, they all get their like sphincters tighten up. Everybody gets all uncomfortable. And Rosie O'Donnell just smacks on her gums at the note. She knows what she's doing. But she makes some valid points. So here's some clip of Rosie O'Donnell on The View show and talking to everybody. And then listen to how Rosie Perez, like, I can't believe, like, what was the point of getting this vapid bitch on there? It's like, she don't, it's like, she has nothing of any consequence to say ever, like ever. She was such a mistake. If she makes it to a second season, I will be thoroughly shocked, completely shocked, because she's not good. So whatever. Here is a clip of Rosie O'Donnell and others, Whoopi and Rosie Perez, and then that blonde woman whose name I can't remember, the Republican in the lot that took over for Hasselcrack. Okay, so here we go. Rosie O'Donnell, Whoopi Goldberg, all them View ladies talking about Bill Cosby. Okay, here we go.
We don't have any new facts. Well, do we? Are there new facts?
Yes. Did you read any of the stuff overnight?
I did, and I read some of the new tweets. I mean, I think there are new people weighing in, but are there new allegations that are more recent?
Well, there are lots of allegations, right, starting in 1969.
What I'm just making a comment is on how we are today as a society, that, you know, Big Brother is the public.
Yeah.
Big Brother is watching. And
so you think this is more about social media commenting on the allegations, not about the allegations themselves and whether or not that's a subject for the... What's the matter? You mad?
I was just moving my chair.
That's not the issue, Rosie, and I don't want you to put that on me because I feel like you are, and I don't think that's fair.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to put that on you.
Okay.
I just didn't know if we were going to discuss it, what way we were going to discuss it, and
so
I didn't
I'm
know.
What I'm discussing is the reaction of corporations, how they are reacting to social media. That is my point of view. That's what I wanted to discuss.
Okay. Well, there are no charges pending.
No, there are no charges pending.
The statute of limitation is over.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do?
I'm just saying, what's the motivation of the women? If there's no financial gain?
I don't know, Rosie. I don't know why people do what they do.
They woke up and said, I want to ruin Bill Cosby today?
Maybe.
Okay.
See? I ain't making that shit up. They are giving Rosie some serious hate. And all she's doing is making valid points. Completely valid points. And Whoopi Goldberg will have none of it. Absolutely none of it. But stupid old Rosie Perez trying to turn it into a whole thing about Big Brother and how corporations are handling it. No, that's Rosie. Like, this is like, why do you people make me agree with Rosie? Why do you make me defend Rosie no lip Donald? She has no lips to it. You ever look at a picture of it? She has, like, they paint them on. It's like she has no lips. I'm like completely zero lips. But, I can't, like, she just wants to, like, make it into a thing about, like, social commentary, like how people things will blow up online and on social media, and like look he's like old and he's like an icon, and we should look the other way. But and like fucking Whoopi Goldberg over there with her bullshit about what do you want to do, why do people do what they do, or whatever she said. Yeah, why do people do what they do, and like what do you want to do? It's like how about acknowledge that there might be some fucking validity to this, and just because buried your head in the sand like you're some kind of fucking ostrich doesn't change the fact that you made me agree with fucking Rosie O'Donnell, who has points, very, very valid points. Like, what do these women have to gain? And all of these stories are just somewhat too similar. And all of that kind of shit that everybody knows. And he's dropping out of shit left and right. Resigned from the board of, like, Temple University, where he's, like, all about that shit before. But now... he had to resign. Like, I mean, he ain't saying nothing, like I said earlier, on account of he is so guilty that if he says anything, then that just opens the floodgates of people being like, see, he's trying to like hang on to some shred of dignity. And I think this might, this time, because it's come out like two or three times before and they're able to like put the kibosh on it. But this time, that shit ain't, no, that ain't happening. Oh, hell to the no. So, yeah, that's bullshit. Like, you know who I broke the fuck up with today? The ladies from The View who make me agree with Rosie O'Donnell, who usually is, like, one of the loudest blowhards ever who I would rather see drowned in a toilet than agree with. And look what you made me do, Whoopi, Blonde Lady, and Rosie Perez. So, yeah, thanks a whole hell of a lot. Thanks. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it. So, now that I'm all riled up, let's see what else is going on in the world. Oh, this dude. You see Michael Phelps? He got out of the rehab because, you know, he got a DUI. That's what everybody does now when they're famous and get a DUI. They go promptly to some fancy rehab where they take like a 6-week vacation and then they come back. But this dude came back. He came back after he had dissed his intersex girlfriend that all that came out. Like, did y'all see that? He has that I had to look up intersex too. It's kind of like not hermaphrodite, but it's like it's a little bit ambiguous down there, I guess. I don't know. I don't mean whatever. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Shit happens in this way it is. But it's like, but people will throw some stigma on that shit. And so he promptly dumped the intersex lady and went back to his Miss California old girlfriend. She was Miss California like 2010 or something. Nicole Johnson, that's her name. But whatever. Whatever you got your second DUI, I ain't one to judge. I am trust in that. I am not one to judge about that. But I do judge when you come back from your rehab stint with the ugliest mother trucking beard I have ever seen. Like, what is it with people these days and growing these ugly, scraggly ass beards? Like, if you cannot grow a proper beard, please, for the love of God, y'all, quit. Shave that shit off. If you got some scraggly shit that don't grow on the chin or the chinks, but it all grows underneath on the bottom, because underbeard is about the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, Justin Timberlake does it. It's bad enough he already has frying pan face where it's all flat, look like he got smashed in the face with a frying pan. But then he adds underbeard to it. It's awful. That LeBron James, what's he play? Basketball, baseball, one of them balls. He has the worst fucking underbeard. It looks ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then here's Michael Phelps. He's just got the worst, scraggliest, ugliest beard ever. And shame on you, Miss California, for not insisting, or Miss California 2010, I should say, for not insisting that he shave that, get rid of it. Like, if you can't grow one, don't. Do it. If you cannot grow a proper beard, stop it. All of you. All of you hipster wannabe foolish people with your scraggly ass, patchy ass beards, stop it with your bitch ass self. Just stop it. Good Lord. Oh, and look at this. Okay, so, you know, Lil Wayne, that rapper dude, his daughter turned 16. She got a Ferrari and a BMW. Because it was like the parents, who I'm assuming aren't together anymore, were trying to outdo the other. And I think Lil Wayne got outdone by his ex-wife, his baby mama, because she gave the Ferrari and he just gave a BMW. So I think mama won. But that girl, what does any 16-year-old need? Those cars are both going to be crashed in no time with dings and scratches. That's a waste of money, people. Wasting your mother trucking money. Oh, speaking of other celebrations, going from Sweet 16 to, oh my God, I can't believe it, but Snooki off of the Jersey Shore done went and got hitched the other day, and I'm without a prenup too, to Gianni. Do you remember? I don't know if y'all watched it. I loved Jersey Shore. I loved it. It made me feel better about myself every time I watched it, because those drunken children were always causing trouble, and every time they did, I was like, oh my God, thank you, Jesus, for letting these people make me feel so much better about myself, because I have never done that on TV. I might have done some of that drunken foolishness, but I never did it on TV. But they got rich off of it, so I guess they did something right. I don't know. But I loved watching that stuff. My favorite part ever was when stupid-ass situation, they were in Italy, when they sent him over to Italy, and he was trying to be all badass, and he was throwing a fit. And you know how here in America, our walls are oftentimes made of drywall, so there's a little bit of give. But over there, they're concrete, and he was going to be badass and smash his head through the drywall, which was concrete, and he knocked himself the fuck out. He wasn't right for the rest of this show. Honestly, that fool, he's going to prison too, the federal kind, because he didn't pay his taxes trying to blame. He's pulling a Wesley Snipes and trying to point the finger somewhere else. If you ask Wesley what happens when you do that, you still go straight to federal prison for like, he went for a while. Wesley Snipes did, yep. But as you could have guessed too, this Snooki wedding was like just the picture of elegance and class. It was apparently a Great Gatsby theme, which, pardon me while I throw up in my mouth a little bit, but oh my God. I mean, but what do you expect from these people? Like the bridesmaids all had on like little flapper headbands with the like sparkle flower thing on it, looking like a fool. Like that doesn't look, that look was not designed for Jersey trash. I mean, these women, I mean, they got money now, but it's like, they're just, oh my God, whatever. But trust me, look up the pictures. It is just the picture of elegance and class and all of that bullshit. And so what? Oh, and did y'all, oh my God, I can't believe this bullshit. Every time this story comes up, I get more and more upset. I can't believe it because, as I have said before, I love me some Joan Rivers. I fucking love Joan Rivers. She was awesome. She was always funny. She was a pioneer. She, like, didn't give a fuck about anything and would say whatever she wanted to say and just owned it and moved on and didn't let anybody throw that shit in her face. And she just knew exactly who she was, and I love her for that. But somebody's going to be paying somewhere. Like, first I was like, let a dead woman just be dead. Like, why do you have to keep rehashing all this up? Like, why do you have to have a lawsuit? Like, it was tragic, it happened, move on. But this is some straight up bullshit. Apparently, these people, the doctors at this clinic where she was getting her throat operated on, decided like for like 13, 14 minutes or something like that before they like trying to do any life support stuff, they kept trying to like work on her throat and doing shit. Like, they fucked the fuck up. It's like her pulse sunk way low. Like, all these like glaring, glowing, giant warning signs apparently were going off. And these fuckers didn't do nothing till like, it was late. So, Melissa, you go kick their ass. Go kick some straight up those doctors that killed my wife ass. And can anybody explain to me why it's news that Angelina Jolie's car skidded out on the wet, oily L.A. streets? Because, you know, whenever it rains here, everybody goes nuts. Nobody can drive in it. Plus, the streets are, like, always, like, full of oil. So when the water hits it, they, like, become, like, these sheets of glass. So shit does go down. It's nuts. It's not pretty. And people don't handle it well. But why is it news that, like, Angelina Jolie skidded out and got a flat tire when they hit a curb or a median or something? That is straight up nonsense that I could care less about. That is not the kind of news that I need in my news feed, people. I need news of the good variety, the good kind of news, right? Not Angelina Jolie skids out into the median bullshit. Oh, and y'all see this? Cake Boss got caught driving drunk, and then he tried to pull the celebrity card, and they were like, hell to the no, you're going to the prison. Well, not prison, really. Jail. He went to jail for a little bit before they came out. But now he's like hopping. He's like, well, when you're guilty as fuck, okay, just own it and move on. Pay your debt to society, and all's going to be fine, right? Oh, get this story of some straight up, because you know, I get all of my news from the TMZ and the other gossip websites, but TMZ is usually the one where I go to first, and that's where I'm looking at right now, because apparently, and this is another one, like, why do I even try to defend people and like at any time ever? Because I used to, when he first started out, defend that little Justin Bieber, because I was like, no, he like writes his own song, some of it, and he plays his own music, he's like talented, does this, that, blah blah blah, give the boy a break. Cut to little douchebag hood rat wannabe that he is now. But apparently he comes by that nonsense honest on account of they adopted, apparently, him and his dad, Jeremy Bieber, so Justin and Jeremy Bieber, they adopted a bulldog. They named it Karma, which is probably going to be a bitch that bites him in the ass on this. But apparently this Karmajog is a little bit unruly and not that well behaved, probably because nobody's really taking care of it, because they're always like running around doing pop star things or whatever. But so the dude who trained the dog, or like house sits a dog or something, the host, the trainer, his name's Trevor, unpronounceable last name. And but apparently he was over there. That dog bit somebody, a bit like one of the bit his little bro Jackson. So Jackson Bieber, so Justin, Jeremy, and Jackson Bieber. This is what had happened. The dog bit Jackson. So then Jeremy, the dad, grabbed the dog by the scruff of the neck and threw it out the second story window. Into a snowbank. I was up in Canada, so it was into a snowbank. So the dog probably didn't get hurt that bad. But whatever, he chunked it out the window, and they kind of abandoned it. And then this Trevor fella, the trainer, found out, like, adopted him. And then he started telling people about it. And then they got all pissed off, screaming they were going to sue. So now they're taking the dog back. Whatever. If you don't want the dog, you're going to throw him out a second-story window because you don't have the time or patience to train your critter, because that's a big problem. Don't blame the dog. Blame the owner. So if your dog's acting up, that's because you didn't do your job right. That's what it is. You can't blame the critter. Like when I see a critter take a dump on the sidewalk and the person lets it do it, I don't want to go kick that dog. I want to go kick the owner who let the dog take a dump on the sidewalk, because you shouldn't let a dog take a dump on the sidewalk. Because if you let a dog take a dump on the sidewalk, even when you pick it up, smeared dog shit is still dog shit. So that is something you all need to commit to memory. But this poor little dog, I hope he ends up in a good place and doesn't have to go back with these crazy beavers getting thrown out of second story windows. That's just nuts. And speaking of nuts, right? Did y'all hear this story about this woman? Her name is Elizabeth Loughton, and she is getting a huge dose of her own mother trucking medicine. I love it so much. She's this GOP staffer, some, you know, those people who always get up on their freaking platform or their high horse or whatever, only to find out that they probably shouldn't have placed themselves there in the first mother trucking place, right? So this chick went off on social media, Facebook and other things, I mean, talking shit about the president's daughters, Sasha and Malia, because apparently they seemed bored and disinterested at the pardoning of the turkey thing, which is stupid as fuck to begin with. Anyways, pardoning the turkey. Just eat that damn turkey. That's what I did. Cooked it in the oven. It was delicious. Shoved some herbs up his butt, some lemon, some garlic, some rosemary, sage. That turkey was delicious. But, yeah, she was talking shit. So she said, so what she said was, like, she basically ended up using the kids to attack the parents, because she's like, the kids look bored and disinterested and blah, blah, blah. No, darling, they're teenagers. They're like 13 and 16 or some bullshit like that. And so, that's how teenagers are, in case you can't remember, because you should remember, because what had happened. Okay, whatever. This is what she said. So she said that, that she remarked that the president and the first lady's kids don't respect their positions very much, or the nation for that matter. So I'm guessing you're coming up a little short in the good role model department. So, no, those girls, their father is supposed to be a role model. They're supposed to be teenage children who are doing what teenagers do. They didn't ask for this. They didn't run for nothing. So shut your pie hole, lady. Shut your pie hole. So she's spouting out, using these girls against their parents, blah, blah, blah. So now she's had to resign because she opened her big old mouth and inserted her big ass foot, because come to find out, when she was in her teens, around 17, I believe, in my home state of North Carolina, I can't believe this. I can 100% believe this. But when she was 17, she got caught for stealing at the Belk department store. So who was being a teenage role model and who wasn't, Miss Elizabeth Loughton? So so now she's had to resign, and it's all because of this stupid chick who thinks that I hate that holier than thou bullshit. That's why I can't stand Oprah. It's why I can't stand Oprah, because she's always holier than thou. Like, always, like, that's why I can't get behind her. I can't support her. I can't, but I hate that. But I also love when somebody who pulls that bullshit gets a taste of their own medicine. That makes me feel really good, deep down, on the inside, where it matters. So, sorry, Elizabeth Loughton. Next time you want to go running your mouth about the president's children, you might want to reconsider that, because Bitch got busted. Bitch got straight up busted. And she's 31 years old, according to this thing I'm looking at. Bitch looks 50. She looks straight up 50. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with these people? Pull that freaking stick out of your ass, girl. Whatever. I guess you the police must have worked you over or something because you are whatever. You're a mess. You're a mess. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Felicia. Bye-bye, Elizabeth Loudon. Bye-bye. We're done with you. I'm glad. I'm so glad that shit happened. So, while we're talking about people doing stupid shit, there's another story I came across. And I love these kind of stories, like stupid criminals, people just doing stupid shit, just like, and drunken stupid shit is some of my favorite kind of stupid shit, right? I love drunken escapades better than just about anybody. It makes me really, really, really happy. But apparently, and this took place just outside of where my mother and father grew up, in Spartanburg, South Carolina. My family's all from Gaffney, which is only probably about 20 minutes away from there. If you're wondering where Gaffney is, it's where the big old peachoid is. They call it a peachoid. It's a big old peach-shaped water tower. And it's right off of I-85, and you are welcome to stop and view it. It looks really like a big ass in the sky. It literally looks like a big ass. It looks like a fat lady bent over pulling up her girdle. That's what it looks like. But it's supposedly a peach. And everybody wants to believe it's a peach. And it's very, very popular around there for some reason. But just outside of there in Spartanburg, South Carolina, apparently, this is pretty forward for a southern town such as Spartanburg. I wouldn't expect this. But apparently they have a gay club there in Spartanburg. And there were a couple of fellas there that were drinking. And according to the sheriff's report, so this guy, Austin Adams, he was 18, and his buddy, Michael Gordon, he's 33. So see, look, men can be cougars too. I guess, what does that make of a lion? Whatever, I don't know. But he was a chicken hawk. That's what it is. He's a chicken hawk. So they went to the nightclub, and they met this dude, Douglas Trench. He's 21. And or Tench, not Trench, Tench, no aura in that. So they met him there, and they were all having a good time drinking it up. So I'm assuming that this Austin Adams, who's 18, had a fake ID or something, or they really don't give a shit in Spartanburg and will let you in, because my experience in the South is if you just are cool, a lot of times that'll happen. And but I haven't been there in a long time, so don't hold me to the gospel on that, okay? Okay. But what had happened was, apparently these three fellas decided to head back over to, they left the bar, and they went over to Mr. Gordon's house, a couple of towns over, and he has a hot tub. So apparently they all got into the hot tub and decided to get a little frisky. They was like making out, a little Mac Daddy groping, grabby grabs and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, the liquor kicked in and shit started to turn. And The young one, he probably couldn't hold his liquor because he's only 18 years old and he don't know how yet. But he got lost his mind because the two young ones, Douglas and Austin, started arguing over who got paid more for their escort services. And Adams, who, if you're looking at his mugshot here, I'm looking at it. You're not looking at it, but I'm looking at it. He has some horribly close-set eyes, which, now, I have this theory that psycho killers predominantly have very close-set eyes, His name is Austin Adams, and he's got very close-set eyes, and he lost his mind for no reason on the liquor booze. So if I was you, I would be wary of this dude, because from the looks of it, he has psycho killer tendencies. I said it right here. And but apparently they like ended up getting into a slap fight and like kicking fight. It sounds very, 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 very high school girly, stupid fight. And then the one dude ran out of the hot tub across the street, and he called his friend, who then that dude called 911. So Douglas, the 21-year-old, went across the street, and his friend hollered. And but then basically they all confessed to going down. And what happened was, the one kid, the high paid escort, according to Mr. Austin Adams himself, he ended up arrested for assault and battery. And the two other idiots, they get arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor, basically, and providing him with alcohol. So they all three end up going to the pokey. And yeah, that's what happens. So people, if you drunkenly go home from a gay bar in Spartanburg, South Carolina, or actually anywhere, and you start getting frisky in a three-way in a hot tub, just go with it. It don't matter who's the highest paid escort, because it doesn't sound like anyone was getting paid and anything much more than booze, unless their story left out the part where Mr. Michael Gordon was paying both of these boys to be his little sex slaves for the evening, which if he did, good for you. Do whatever you want to do. But when it all goes wrong, this is what might happen to you. The pokey. That's what might happen to you. So, see what we got some other, I got another, this one happened right around Thanksgiving. Stupid criminals. I love stupid criminals. I love stupid criminals so much because they make me feel better about myself. I say that all the time. They make me feel better about myself because I did not do that. And even if I had done that, it's not all over the news and all over everything. But apparently, out of Nampa, Idaho, that's where this took place. There were some reports of some shoplifting going on over there somewhere, and I don't think it really tells me what store it was, but there was some shoplifting happened, and it was a busy Thanksgiving. Oh, it's Thanksgiving Day too. You had to do it on Thanksgiving Day. Good work, Camilla Hunt. That's her name. So the police went to arrest Camilla Hunt and her friend Gregory Redner. They're from Oregon. Now, what the hell they were doing in Nampa, Idaho, I don't know, but they took off. And then, so the police caught the dude, Gregory Redner, right? And, but the chick, Camilla Hunt, ran to the car and drove away. And as she drove away, she pretty much almost ran over both of the police officers and, basically like tearing out of the freaking parking lot, making a freaking police chase all over some stupid bullshit. It doesn't say what they stole, but, so they end up having to go chase her down, but this stupid bitch just took off. So, oh, but she was wasted. She was wasted. That's the part I forgot. So so basically what the police said was during the investigation, she was found to be under the influence of an intoxicating substance. I wish they would tell us what it was. That means drugs, because I look at her mugshot and it screams meth face. But she got charged with aggravated assault on law enforcement officers, burglary, felony eluding, driving under the influence, driving without privileges, and petite theft. And she also had an outstanding probation violation warrant at the time of her arrest. So she was booked on charges of burglary and petty theft. And they took her down with a spike strip. She was like driving crazy around the parking lot in circles. That's what it was, trying to run people down. And they took her down with a spike strip. Girl, that freaking crystal meth is a hell of a drug. It is a hell of a drug. Don't do it. Don't do it. I have had friends I knew who got hooked on that shit, and it is not cute. Stay away from the crystal meth, people. Don't do it. Don't. Say no to the crystal meth. Just drink your booze and invite Mary and Wanda over every once in a while, and you'll be perfectly fine. But that is all you need to do. So these people, they're just nuts. I love people like this. They all make me feel better. Thanks, homos in Spartanburg and Greg and Camilla over there in Nampa, Idaho, and you stupid GOP Elizabeth Loughton woman for talking shit on the social media and losing your job. You wishing you didn't say that shit now, ain't you, sugar? I bet you are. And go back and like reconsider your look, lady. You look like 50 and you're 31 years old. Okay, so we are running low on time. Only got a couple minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. If you want to hear all the programming here as it's played on the interwebs every day with the Hollywood Hick coming on every day at 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, with new episodes coming out Tuesday and Friday, 7 o'clock in the p.m., so make sure you tune in. And, you know, I had somebody ask me the other day about the theme music I got at the beginning and the end of this thing, because you know I found it on the public domain because I ain't got no money to be spending on no songs to go at the beginning of this program because I is Poe. But this song, it's awesome. It's called Boodle Am Shake. That's right, Boodle Am Shake by the Dixieland Jug Blowers, who were apparently a very popular American musical group in the 1920s, and when jug bands were popular, and they added banjo, guitar, fiddle, they even used saxophones, trombones, pianos, clarinets, all that stuff, and became known as one of the most sophisticated jug bands of their time, influenced all these other bands to come after them, started by these two guys, Earl McDonald and Clifford Hayes. And they recorded all through the 20s, and like they were together for like 30 years or some shit. So it was awesome. So that is Boodle Am Shake by the Dixieland Jug Blowers at the Head and Tail of the Hollywood Hick every day, coming at you from the Crab Diving Network. All right, y'all, my name is Brent Paris. This is the Hollywood Hick. Y'all have a great day. You can find me on the Twitter, at Brent Paris. That's two R's in Paris, on the Twitters and Instagram. And you can find me on the Facebook at Brent Paris's Mother Truckers. And y'all all have a good one, and I'll talk to y'all soon. All right, bye-bye, y'all.